worked so far.
Yeah.
He's got us this far. I don't think He's going to quit on us now. The Lord's took care of me so far. Yeah, it's not all, though. He's going to keep taking care of us. He's not going to quit. He didn't bring us this far to quit. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seekers Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, need a schedule, tell me. We'll get you one of these. Everyone that reads their Bible through can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge some cold Friday night in January. Brother Caleb, would you pray for us, please? Okay, open your collection of reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God and not from man. What book are we in? John is right. What chapter? Chapter 12 is correct. What verse? How about 26 is right, Brother Steve? That's right. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now, we said last week, talking about servants, we got the word serve here three times. The main thing would be to follow. Be to follow. And I need to follow the Lord. And we said also to illustrate, the Lord gave us animals for our use or to serve us. And the one I'm most familiar with is the horse. And we were doing some of those illustrations. And when we got done, some said, why didn't you tell this story? Why didn't you tell this story? So we'll do a little bit of review. This morning, a little bit of review. And anyway, I thought about that horse up at Clarksburg. If you remember, Kim found a horse up at Clarksburg, and we went up to look at it. She had cash in hand. We tried it out. It was great, but it wouldn't get in the trailer. Hadn't been trained to load. Maybe to shoe, maybe to cut, clip, I don't know. But it hadn't been trained to load. And I thought about that a good bit. You know, he, by the way, is a he. And let me tell you, you need to buy a gelding if you're just getting started out. And I'll tell you this a little bit too. Mares are mean.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Just saying, mares are mean. But anyway, this gelding, he wouldn't get in the trailer. And I thought about that a good bit. You know, he could have had a new master that would have doted over him and babied him. Well, he may have had a good master already, I don't know. But to me, that was more of a picture of faith. See, the horse didn't have enough faith to get in the trailer. That's why they do what they do usually, is they're scared. They act out of fear. And he could have had a brand new master, but he didn't have faith to get in the trailer. Yeah. Well, let me just ask you this morning, do you have a new master? Do you have faith? Have you had faith to get in Christ? Back in the old days, they had elevators down there. Mom would take us Christmas shopping at the department store and to carry the packages is why we went. And that elevator would come down. There'd be the old lady sitting on the stool there about as wide as she was tall, like a bale of cotton. And she'd say, going up. And I could say, you know, I believe that's an elevator. And she'll say, going up. And I think, well, I think it's going to go up. And she'll say, going up. But you know, if you don't get on the elevator, you're not going anywhere. Right. That horse didn't get in the trailer and he didn't go anywhere. Right. Have you got in Christ? If so, you're going up.
Right.
You're going up.
Yeah.
And also, I told about Kim getting kicked and soaking three of my bandana, large handkerchiefs with blood, took her up here to the ER, and that woman's filling out the state-approved form and said, did this happen today? And, you know, but I forgot about a little bit later in the back room, Kim really missed her chance chance when they said, "Do you feel safe at home?" I wouldn't even be here this morning. Tim and Rick, they'd be ministering to me up at Flatwoods there. Now, most of our horses were just plugs. We just had cheap horses. But God took care of that, and we had some good horses. I mean, some good horses. But the most we ever paid for a horse is like $500 or something, or less a lot. Most of the time, I traded for one. The Lord gave us three boys and three S10s, and they wrecked one and blew the motor up in one. And we were changing motors around, getting all those things running. And I traded a flywheel for a horse. This guy needed a flywheel, and I needed a horse, or thought I did, and we traded. I called her flywheel for a couple of days, but it just seemed like it was more appropriate to go with spark plug, since all we had was plug. So we... It's the best horse we ever had, old spark plug. She was a mare, though. She was a good horse most of the time. Sometimes she was a good horse. Anyway, one time, Sister Mooney wanted to buy a horse, wanted Kim to check it out. We went over to Oak Hill, Dr. Thomas. He had about 15 horses there. He was selling about all of them. And I think Mooney come home with a horse that day, and Kim looked over there, and there was a Palomino. I mean, she was beautiful, and she had three. She was a registered Tennessee Walker, a registered Racking horse, and a registered Palomino. She had three sets of papers, and most beautiful thing you ever seen. It looked like Trigger, and. Most expensive horse we ever bought. I couldn't believe how much, but he said he'd take a check. So we brought her home. Dumbest horse I ever seen. Oh, she was dumb. 1 week out of the month, she's in love. She'd lay her head on you, just put the, and I'd pet her and talk to her, you know. And, Brother Dennis and I had her in harness beside Spark Plug, probably the best horse that ever lived. And we went up in Cranberry and we camped out for two or three days. And we got ready to start home. And her name was Dixie. At Palomino was Dixie. What she would do, you ride her, Caleb? She'd lock up. We was ready to come home and she wouldn't move. We had her in the harness. I thought we was going to live and die in Cranberry. I beat her till I was ashamed. And I finally, I don't know how she took off, Dennis. Dennis, old cowboy, I think he got her started, maybe. But anyway, I'm just saying, beauty doesn't matter for a servant.
Right.
But we're still talking about servants.
Right.
This part here doesn't matter. Yeah, I can't be locking up on the Lord. And doing nothing. I can't do that. We lived at Pipestem first 8 years we were married. And a teenager down there, Michelle Cruz, somebody gave her a horse. That's always a clue. And she wanted Kim to come over and show her what to do, how to put the saddle on, all kinds of stuff. And I wasn't there. When I got in from work that evening, Kim was telling me this. She said, "Now, there's a lot of ways to fall off a horse." But Kim said this was rodeo style. And she said when I was at my highest point up there in the air, she thought to herself, "You know, it's not going to be too bad." But when it was all over, she's about like me, not able to walk. And that reminds me, while I'm down there at Pipestem, let me just tell you this story. One time, the preacher asked me to ask a faithful church member. Here's a church member that came Sunday morning for Sunday school, stayed for preaching, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And we're getting ready to have revival, and I already knew they're going to come every night to revival. And they did. They came every night. This faithful church member I'm telling you about came every night for revival. And still after that, Sunday school, preaching, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Faithful. And the preacher asked me to ask them to come like 15 minutes early to revival that week and just watch a table, give away some tapes or sell some tapes or something like that. It was something simple. And they said no. Now, they didn't explain why. They wasn't mad. They wasn't hateful, mean, or nasty. They just wouldn't do it. I never did it. I don't know. I think what it is, we just do this much and we're not going to do no extra. That's what I think it is. Right. We're talking about servants.
Right.
And I forgot to tell you this. We talked about Billy, the little gray pony that pulled the buggy, and Blaze, the brown pony that would wear a saddle. They trained us to do it. They trained me to do it that way. After the wreck I told you about, I never forgot to put the saddle on the brown pony and the buggy on the gray pony. But I told you he was a perfect pony, but I also told you there's something wrong with every horse, just like there is every human being. And I forgot to tell you what it was. Well, Billy was a perfect buggy pony if you could catch him. That was always a problem. Every time you went to use him, you had to catch him. And usually I'd send the kids, and they failed this day. And me and Paul got involved in it. We was going to try to get a gate and get him in the corner. And those kids have been chasing him with four-wheeler. And we... Kim come up there. Kim, who's afraid of guns, come up there with a... She got my 12-gauge poke stock. She said, "Here, just shoot him. It ain't worth it." He was a perfect pony if he could catch him. Wonder if the Lord has trouble catching me. Wonder if he has to put my picture on a milk carton to find me so he can use me if he can catch me. Yeah, what about that? And then... For about a year, when the boys were about, 10 years old, we had two ponies and a donkey. That's how we got around. R.C. reminded me of this the other day. He said they had a Jerusalem donkey. If you look on those donkeys, they got a cross on their shoulders. And there's a reason for that. It was a Jerusalem donkey. And this donkey was named Noah. I won't tell you everything about him. It's a long story. But anyway, we'd start on that round the mountain trail, hour and a half. Usually went pretty smooth. And one day, that donkey, we didn't get from here to Route 19 up there. And that donkey was going back to the barn. And I pulled out my old, "Hey, let me on that thing, boys. Let me try." And so I got on. Donkeys are really smooth. They're lateral. It's a fun little ride. But he wanted to go to the barn, and I got him, and I had his nose up in my lap. I mean, I was pulling all I could pull, and we went to the barn backwards. He done made up his mind. I'm talking about stubborn. Surely I wouldn't be a stubborn servant, would I? Surely I wouldn't go to the barn backwards. Surely I wouldn't go this way when the Lord was headed me this way. Would I? Surely I wouldn't. One more and I'll quit. I was reminded of this Friday night when my brother took me and Mom and the family to Mother's Day dinner Friday night. Had Skitty. And we were telling these stories. And Kim reminded me on New Year's Day, the lady lived up the road past our house where Sister Rose used to live, 3.5 miles up the dirt road past our house. And by the way, Sister Rose walked out of there 3.5 miles to school every day. Never missed. I really look up to Sister Rose. But this lady that lived there then, she couldn't get up there. New Year's Day had been zero the night before. It was going to be zero the next night. And that day it hadn't warmed up much. It was about 15. So we got three horses, one for that woman, and me and Kim got on horse, put that woman on Spark Plug, probably the best horse that ever lived. And we took her home. And then we took the spark plug because I knew I could turn her loose then. And she'd just go home because probably the best horse that ever lived, we ever had. And Kim and I was coming back down and we got it to Young's Creek. And right in the middle of Young's Creek, Kim's horse laid down with her in that cold water. And man, Kim jumped, the horse went to the barn, Kim jumped up there. She just hit the ground every once in a while. Kim's fell off of more horses than most people ever seen. She is a cowgirl the hard way. She learned it all the hard way. No, she's a good one. She knows them. Okay, that's enough foolishness. Let's go back to... I wouldn't be a very good servant, would it? That horse that lay down, in the creek with you. Wouldn't be a very good servant for the Lord. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. See, that's really easy. The Lord done blazed the trail. He done took the machete. He done took the brunt of the storm. After Calvary, everything's easy. If any man serve me, let him follow me. That's sounding to me like it's imperative. Like that's what Brother Rick needs to do. If any man serve me, like a command even. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, please help us again now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, verse 27. Now is my soul troubled. We see the distress. The distress. The Lord was in distress. A little later on, he's going to sweat drops of blood through his skin. The distress. He knew what was ahead. It's the last week before Calvary. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. This cause, you could put in Brother Rick, Brother Teddy. It's for us that he came. For this cause alone, it's not a question of the Lord being with us or for us. Brother Rick needs to make sure he's with him and that he's for him. I need to be going with him and going his way. He's not going my way. I need to go his way. If I trust him, he'll change my life. I need to follow him. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Sister Trista sings a song that nobody knows what cost her in the alabaster box. And nobody knows what the Lord went through. Nobody. Nobody. And it was for us. It was for Rick, to make Rick Brother Rick is why he did it. Let's look at a few verses on that. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin. Why? For us. For us. Who knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Because we don't have any righteousness. It's got to be his imputed. His imputed. There's not any. There's not any other. Hebrews 2. He got imputed with my sin. I got imputed with his righteousness. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste the death, that should taste death. Why? For every man. For every man. That's why the distress. That's why he left home. That's where his head is for us. As far as I can see, he did it all for me. Verse 14 there in Hebrews 2. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. 15. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For 21 years I feared death. I knew what was at the end. Verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. That's us, the people, that's us, so that we could be reconciled. We were enemies with God, and on the cross, he hung between heaven and earth, grabbed a hold of the Father with one hand and us with the other hand and said, come on, couldn't we work things out? Couldn't we make up? Couldn't we be reconciled? Couldn't we get back together like it was in the garden? Couldn't we be reconciled? Verse 20, let's go back to John 12, 28. 12, 28. His desire. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it. The Father spoke to God the Son three times. One of them is right here. This is God the Father talking to God the Son. He said, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. If you remember, I knew Jesus was a good man. I knew he was a prophet, priest, king, but about died and went to hell going to church. I had ears and couldn't hear. I missed it. I didn't know he was Jehovah. I didn't know Jesus was God with us, Emmanuel. I missed that part. I missed it. This is going to be, it's all going to be for the supreme desire is to glorify God. Matthew 3:17. This is when Jesus was baptized. The Father spoke from heaven. Matthew 3:17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, capital S Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And then he spoke from heaven in chapter 17 of Matthew, verse 5 at the Mount of Transfiguration. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Verse John 12, 29 now. The people therefore that stood by heard it. Said, the people therefore that stood by heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Now they disagreed on what happened, but everybody knew it wasn't one of them. They knew it wasn't someone in the crowd. Verse 30. Here's a witness. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes, for a testimony. It's the great I am. It's the one. It's no mark of intelligence if you hear a voice from heaven and say it thundered. We are not the sharpest knife in the drawer. They didn't know. They didn't know. God speaks and the world says, it thundered. It thundered. We miss it. It goes over us. We miss it. So I miss it. I miss it so many times. 31, I miss him. 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. It was a dark world when Jesus came. No social security, no hospitals, no welfare, no help. They'd have all those wars just gore and blood and guts and they'd die. croaked, gone, gave up the ghost. It was dark. It was dark spiritually. The Spirit's opposed to the flesh. The Father is against the world, and the Son is anti-devil. They're all together in agreement. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're against the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's our enemy. The enemy is the world, the flesh, and the devil. Matter of fact, I'm my own worst enemy. The guy who walks around under my hat gives me the most problem of anybody. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Matter of fact, this is Kim's verse. If y'all don't wake up, I'm going to go back and tell some more stories. This is Kim's favorite verse. She's got it memorized. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The Lord taking care of us. Verse 20, the same chapter. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. We're talking about unbelievers. We're talking about the world, the flesh, and the devil is our enemy. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's pretty powerful right there. The Lord's got more power than the enemy. But that's pretty powerful to blind the minds. In whom the little g God of this world hath blinded the minds. See, we don't think right without Him. Hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Then Colossians 2:15, looking at our enemies here. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Well, what's it, Brother Rick? Well, I'll just go. I'm glad you asked. It's the cross. That was His glory. That was His glory, was the cross. Let's look at it in Psalm 108 for just a minute. Verse 1. Oh God, my heart is fixed. That's familiar, isn't it? My heart was broken in sin. The Lord came in and mended it. And our other verse we use, Psalm 57:7, our theme, now my eye needs to be single on Him, fixed on Him, is our theme this year. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Well, what if my glory is His glory? I will glory in the cross, in the cross, lest His suffering all be in vain. What about that? I need to glory in what He glories in. The cross. I need to be reminded of the cross every day, lest I imagine my own righteousness. Sometimes we imagine that. John 12. John 12:32 is where we're at. And I, this is the Lord talking, red letters. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. It's a declaration. It's a declaration. Mark 15. Mark 15:37. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. Only God could do that. This was a curtain about a foot thick. A team of horses couldn't pull it apart. It had to be God. And it was from top to bottom. It wasn't from bottom to top. No man could imitate this. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he had been lifted up, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. It's easy to lift him up. That's our only job. That's my only job, is to lift him up. And it's so easy. So easy to tell about him. Luke 23. Luke 23:42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Wait a minute, I'm in chapter 22. Let's try 23. Luke 23:42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, he figured out part of it, didn't he? Maybe all of it. He figured out all of it. This is a thief on the cross talk. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The thief recognized he was lifted up. Surely I could. Surely I could. John 6:44. If when that thief got to heaven, they asked him what he was doing there, if he'd have said anything, any sentence that started with I, it'd have been wrong. The wrong reason. It'd be he. Here's what Jesus did. Here's what Jesus did. I saw the Lord lifted up. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Look at 64. But there are some of you which believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Near as I can tell, King James' definition here is believing not is betraying him. And betraying him is the same thing as believing not. For 20 years, I trusted what Rick did. That's a slap in the face of God that cannot lie. That said Jesus took our... That's rejecting Christ and what God provided. In 1999, the New England Journal of Medicine said that 15% of snake bites come from dead snakes. What's that got to do with the lesson, Brother Rick? Nothing. I just seen if you wait. Verse 33, John 12:33. This, he said, signifying what death he should die. The death, the work of God of the cross was to pay the sin debt for me. The work of redemption was lonely work. The Lord did it by himself. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn. Walk Christ my Savior, weary and worn. The Father had to leave him and let him go and turn his back because he could not look at sin when Jesus became sin for me and took my place. At the cross, Revelation 20:10 was sealed. Let's look at it. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.